We have a Vulcan and we have some breweries. This is Birmingham and we are the Bips.
Good job.
Thank you.
All of the birds died in 1986 due to Reagan killing them and replacing them with spies that are now watching us. The birds work for the bourgeoisie.
The bourgeoisie!
I swear to God.
Hello, everyone. We're back 3 months later with this podcast that doesn't have a schedule.
Welcome to BM, babe.
It's 2021, everybody. Happy New Year.
Wow. Happy New Year. Cheers to a new year, ladies.
So many new things happening, you guys.
Start until the 20th.
True. I was going to say we're finally out of the hellhole that is 2020 and in the hellhole that is 2021.
You know, I was going to say, even though like some days I feel like I really think are December 82nd, you know, like it really still feels like December to me.
I feel like we're in March 327.
Well, should we do introductions, you guys?
Yes.
While we're sitting here. New year, same me. I'm Elizabeth. Hey.
Hey. I'm Hannah. Hello.
New year, still sexy. I'm Raven.
Listen. I gotta go.
Anyway, anybody want to update their lives a little bit before we start?
Sure, I'm still here. No, but for real. God, I like Thanksgiving happened and then Christmas happened. Socially distant Christmas was very strange. Mm. But like a nice needed break, I think. And then New Year's happened and then I sobbed hysterically at an inauguration.
Sobbed the whole time.
Very fun.
But yeah, I mean, literally nothing has changed. I feel like I'm doing the same thing that I did in 2020 because we're still quarantining and coronavirus is still real and wear a mask.
I'm also still doing the same. We had Christmas and Thanksgiving and New Year's and I too sobbed the inauguration. I think I lost it when Kamala was being sworn in. Like, that's when I started sobbing.
Yeah.
I was just like, wow, at the leaps and bounds we have made. Like, I bought new plants. I finally took down my Christmas tree after months of it being up. Yeah, we're just hanging out, having a good time. I've been working from home a lot, so.
BM babes have been, BM relatively boring. but I think that's okay. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I think we've just been kind of boring. But that's fine, you know.
Wait! We did do something. What are we talking about? We went out and celebrated Raven's birthday.
Oh, we did do that.
You're great.
We did not go out. We went in.
We didn't go out. Sorry. Yeah, we quarantined together in a
cabin
in North Carolina.
Went to a very planned and calculated, scheduled event where we were COVID safe, did not leave the cabin. It snowed. It was lovely. Everybody got tested. It was a good time.
But there were wigs.
There were wigs.
Wigs. There were bulls. It was a great time.
Karaoke, snow. Let's talk about something more fun. Conspiracy theory.
Yes, something more fun and less real. I mean, unless you believe them, in which case I'm not going to shame you for that.
So real, very real. I believe in this so heavily.
So our episode today is about conspiracy theories and not just the birds working for the bourgeoisie. So we each have a conspiracy theory to share with you today. And then Kelsey, I think, has got something special up her sleeve for in between the conspiracy theories. So shall we get at it, ladies?
I'm down. Well, since I volunteered to go first, I will go into my theory. I will say I was really, really quick, or not quick. I was really, really considering doing a different theory on SpongeBob SquarePants because there was a theory that the reason why the Krabby Patty secret formula was never given was because the Krabby Patty secret formula is crab. And that's why Mr. Krabs is the only crab, and that's why he wouldn't give out the secret formula, because he was killing his own family to put them into his Krabby Patties.
Okay, but listen, SpongeBob is dark. Like, there's
a very fair assumption.
Like, there are some things that occur on that show, which I loved and my mom hated when I was little, that I really believed that sometimes it is darker than it appears.
It was so fun. But my actual theory that I genuinely did research on, I have 2 pages of notes, so seriously, is that Avril Ramona Lavigne is dead and gone and replaced by her body double, Melissa.
Oh, I've been traveling down the road too long, trying to get my way back home.
What'd you say her name was?
Her full name is Avril Ramona Lavigne.
What's her clone's name?
Melissa.
Melissa, got it.
Yeah, it's Melissa V. I don't remember her last name, but I know it starts with a V. So the theory is, and the belief is, that Avril Lavigne, when she was younger, because, you know, she got famous, like, really big around, like, 18 or so, started having some problems and trouble being, like, in this fame's eye, essentially, and didn't like doing the big mainstream events, all that stuff. So she hired Melissa as a body double to represent her on, like, red carpet events, big events, whatever. And then around 2002, 2003, which I think it was around 2003, fans think that she died. There are 3 theories as to how she died. They think either she died of natural causes, like something happened, she was killed by Melissa's managers because they wanted her to be the main face of Avril Lavigne, or something happened and she had, like, committed suicide, but her family was money hungry and they still wanted the money, so they went ahead and let Melissa be the full-time Avril Lavigne so they could still reap the benefits of her financial, like, financial.
Oh my God, she wasn't even a skater boy, and they really did say, see you later, boy.
Elizabeth.
I won't finish.
I just hope you guys are ready for this tonight, because this is what you're getting. Here I am.
So, plenty of celebrities, and a lot of people, the reason why people think it's kind of, like, legit, plenty of celebrities have body doubles, literally. Like, even the queen has a body double. The queen's body double's name is Ella Slack, I think that's how you say it, and she's been doing that for 30 years, like, 30 like years.
Queen of England, we're talking here?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Like, has a legit body double. You can look up Ella Slack, and she's the body double. Like, it's very serious. And everyone was like, a lot of famous people really do get body doubles for big events or things that they just don't have time to do or want to do to stand in, as long as they don't talk. The weird thing was, Melissa was talking and she was going to different things. So people were like, this is odd. Under My Skin, the album, is thought to be an album full of subliminal messages, because that's right after they think Avril died. Let's see. Oh, my main thought, in 2013, Avril Lavigne, air quotes, married the lead singer of Nickelback.
No way. Okay, wait. Is that
real? The proof we need? No. Okay. Wait.
Lead singer of Sum 41, I thought.
No, Chad Kroeger or whatever, Chad Crow, right?
Well, she also married to Derek Whibley. So was it her clone who was married to Derek Whibley, or was it Avril?
See my face right now.
So she's thinking the clone has been married twice.
Twice, yes.
And how many times has Avril been married?
That's not fair. She died.
Due to Reagan killing them.
She and the birds went together, huh?
I'm telling you. But so around that time, like around a little later, like earlier, later in the time, around now, she was quoted saying, like, it's just a dumb rumor. I'm flabbergasted that people, you know, bought into it. It's just so weird, haha, whatever, and all this stuff. But theorists had got super deep into this because so many fans were talking about it for so long. Like, it died a couple years ago, then it came back again. That theorist started studying her voice. And around the time of 2003, 2005, it seemed that her voice, like, drastically changed in tone. And it wasn't just like, oh, like, she's getting older, so her, like, tone's getting different. You know, like, Mariah Carey lost her superpowers and now she sucks. No. It was like the literal tone in her voice, like, speaking and singing, had drastically changed if you, like, study it and go through it from 2003, 2004 to 2005 on.
It sounds like her life was complicated.
Elizabeth.
I'm never stopping.
No, those are good. I like your puns.
Thank you. Raven, that's insane.
Anyway.
That's wild.
I think I was dead.
Wow.
I mean, plausible. Definitely. Like, if you look at, I need everybody to Google right now. Why do I sound so Southern? Google. Okay, anyway. I need everybody to look up a picture of Avril Lavigne from her early career and now. Like, you, I'm looking at it like.
It's not her.
Something has occurred.
And we each have, like, what, 6 doppelgangers in the world? Like, it's literally a fact that there's at least, like, 5 to 6 people that look exactly like you.
Silas. Sorry, Vampire Diaries.
Oh, a spoiler. You don't think, I'm going to be devil's advocate here, even though the devil doesn't need an advocate. You don't think, like, people just say, like, she got work done?
See, that's the thing, is a lot of people said she got work done because her face did change, yes, and a lot of stars do get their facial structure changed when they get older.
Yeah.
It was the fact that theorists and scientists studied her voice from the time that they thought she died to after.
Wow. Her name sure is Ramona, isn't it?
It sure is Ramona.
Sorry, things I get stuck on.
Someone said, do y'all think Avril Lavigne sang Complicated because of her relationship with her clone, Melissa?
Oh, also, look it up. There is a picture. I have it on my phone. I saved it. I forgot what year it was.
Is it this one?
Yes, that's before Avril actually died, took pictures with the name Melissa on her hand in Sharpie. And then a couple years later, she was gone. And then, Melissa.
I remember this photo because I was an Avril Lavigne fan. Mm-hmm. As a youngin, and I think this was on one of the insides of the album, one of the albums that she came out with.
Yeah,
I think, and I didn't even ever notice who it was. Cause we all wrote on our hands back then. Like that was like a thing we did.
Yeah, but who's Melissa? I mean, we know who Melissa is.
Yes, Kelsey.
When did Avril die?
It's between 2003 and 2005.
Okay, so I ask this because I was a big Avril fan. She was like a chick in the, you know, rock scene. I use air quotes. I even sang her version of Knocking on Heaven's Door by Guns N' Roses for a talent show. Anyway, she came out with a DVD that I owned called My World, and it was released in 2003. So did she die after this release?
The plot thickens.
Because after this DVD, like my only like Avril experience was her first album. I didn't really care for the album with like My Happy Ending on it. I was a total like 2002 Avril fan with like Let Go and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Friend, this plot is like Jell-O right now.
Literally.
I think it's so, like, this is the one conspiracy theory that I really get behind. Like,
I believe in mattress firms being money laundering scams or like mattress stores being like, you know, cover up for money laundering more than this, but this is that's probably the only one.
Yeah. I mean, I believe like all hoagie shops in New Jersey that are owned by any guy named like Vinny is probably like where the mob is. So like, and I like wholeheartedly believe that.
I was going to say, I don't know, that's a conspiracy there.
So, I was going to say, that's very specific.
You're welcome. This is my Avril Lavigne is dead theory. Look it up. Let me know what you guys think because I am very serious about it and I think it's true.
Raven, that was stunning. Bravo. Wow.
Good job. Yay. Okay, Kelsey, what are some of your headlines that you found?
The 2013 hit Royals by Lord. We all know Lord, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, my Lord and Savior.
Ignore her. Keep going.
Apparently, Lord at 2013 was projected to be 17. Apparently, she's actually like 45.
Stop it.
The headline is Lord is old.
I love it.
When we all turn 45, I need us to write articles about each other. It's like, they're really 17, we promise.
Okay, that's why we don't see her anymore, is because she's old, but apparently, like, she, the whole theory was that she, like, ran with it and was like, yeah, I'm 45, but really she probably is, like, a, maybe now in her, like, early 20s, but
well,
she leaned into it, so therefore other conspiracy theorists were like, oh yeah, she's 45.
Listen, I listen to enough true crime shows, like, I don't think there's ever been a pop star that did that, but there's enough, like, murderers and killers that have posed as way younger than they actually are and, like, totally fooled people for decades. So.
All right. Another one is Khloe Kardashian is OJ Simpson's daughter.
Oh.
I would love if that was true.
I am interested.
Yeah,
I've heard that one before.
Would you like for me to read the little thing?
Sure.
Jane Nolan Gargis, if you're listening, please call me about this ASAP. I need to hear your opinion. Continue.
Khloe's paternity has been one of the great mysteries among Kardashian fans for years. The Simpsons and Kardashians are friends because of the OJ trials and her father. Mm-hmm. So in 2009, Khloe asked Kris Kardashian on an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians if she was adopted, nothing that she had darker complexions than her siblings and her hair looked different. I shouldn't have had that second Moscow Mule. I apologize.
Got it.
The family revisited the subject again in 2012, and Kris tried to get her family to do a DNA test to prove that Khloe was in fact Robert Kardashian's daughter. Khloe refused the test and slammed Kris on the episode and said, seriously, my dad is Robert Kardashian. My other dad is Bruce Jenner. So, like, I don't understand, other than the fact that, like, she looked a little different than her siblings, that there was
right.
The theory, but
yeah.
The conspiracy was that, like, Robert Kardashian was doing some, or sorry, Kris Jenner was doing some things behind Robert Kardashian's back.
I watched that. I remember watching that episode.
I love it.
In like 2009?
Yeah, like Keeping Up with the Kardashians, because like people told her all the time that she looked like she was adopted because yeah. She doesn't look like Kim and Courtney.
To be fair, that's kind of true. Like, it really is.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't really look like Kendall either, but I think her and Kylie look the most alike.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's plastic surgery.
For sure. But like, they don't look related, you know? I mean, a few of them do, but like, I don't think Khloe looks the most related to them.
And my final one for this round is Gucci Mane was replaced by a government clone.
Oh, like Avril.
I don't even need to hear anymore. That's good. That's it. I believe it. I don't need evidence. I really am working to find a pun in there somewhere, but I can't make it happen, guys. I'm sorry. What? Maybe later.
Well, basically, after he got out of prison, he was skinny and his ice cream tattoo on his face was faded. So the logical answer was, he's a clone.
Don't you love how people arrive at these
when really it's probably he was in prison, so he was eating less and he was outside more because he was tired of being in his cell and his tattoo faded.
No, I think he's a clone. That's it. That was fabulous. Thank you for sharing those three. I look forward to the next round.
Me too.
Huh?
Hannah, what you got, girl?
But first, before I do that, did y'all see my phone?
No.
Ooh.
What's happening?
See that?
Aliens.
Nothing. Nothing. My phone looks normal to me.
What is this? Is this a conspiracy theory?
Like, kind of at the bottom. You know what's happening? It's the government.
What?
We're talking about conspiracies and they're listening in because we're giving away the answers, guys.
It's the birds.
There is a nest of robins outside. I must go destroy them. I'm kidding.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's like when I unlock my phone is when it does it.
I gave too much information about Avril. They're going to come get me.
But like, I'm looking at my phone and my phone looks normal. But like, I just did this.
Mention about Gucci Mane and then it just goes off.
Okay, so I'm doing the Mandela effect. We've all heard of the Mandela effect. We all know, like, different Mandela effects. But I learned some cool, like, facts that, like, I guess I just either didn't know or I didn't put together that they went together. So first off, the Mandela effect normally, like as a syndrome, is called just false memory syndrome.
Right.
And it says it describes a condition in which a person's identity and relationships are affected by false memories, recollections that are factually incorrect, but yet are strongly believed. So that's like what it is. It was not until like 2013, I think, that the Mandela effect got its actual name. Like it's what we know as. I'm interested
to hear what it like started with.
Well, it started like it was just like a false.
Right. But I mean, do you know why? Do you know why
it's called the Mandela effect?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So it says the Mandela effect got its name when Fiona Broom, a self-identified paranormal consultant, detailed how she remembered former South African president Nelson Mandela dying in the 1980s in prison, although Mandela lived until 2013.
Yes. I remember this now.
Yeah, it says Broom could describe remembering news coverage of his death and even a speech from his widow about his death, yet none of it happened. If Broom's thoughts occurred in isolation, that would be one factor. However, Broom found that other people thought the exact same as her. Even though the event never happened, she wasn't the only one who felt like it did. As the result, the Mandela effect concept was born.
Oh my God.
This one gets me. Berenstain Bears?
Listen.
Didn't exist.
Okay, but listen, that's just a mispronunciation.
No,
but the spelling.
Because my mom was a kindergarten teacher, and like we had these books in the house. They were my favorite books. I read them all the time, and I distinctly remember it the way that it apparently was not real.
With an E, right?
Yes.
So you remembered it spelled Berenstain Bears, not Berenstain Bears.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember the Berenstain Bears. I'm not going to lie. I remember the Berenstain Bears. Yeah.
See, I don't.
I
remember the Berenstain Bears.
Can I give you some information on the Mandela effect that came from Noah earlier? It's not something you're going to cover. But he earlier was like, I think of it more as not like you're remembering things wrong, but more like a merging of universes. Or not universes.
Oh,
like,
I have that.
Okay, then I'll stop.
I have something kind of about that. But yeah, so like it's just weird that like some people and like a big group of people like remember these things, but like it's not real. So Berenstain Bears is the one that's always gotten me. But some other popular ones are Skechers. It's not spelled with a T, it's spelled without a T. I don't think I believed that one, but
when? What do you mean?
So instead of Skechers, that's not how it's spelled. Skechers. There's no T in Skechers.
No.
Look.
No, bro, you're playing. Uh-uh.
That's what this says.
They changed the branding. They changed it. There's no way.
That's what I'm saying. This one I also didn't believe because, like, I remember the song, the baloney song, and you spell Oscar Mayer. But Oscar Mayer, A-M-A-Y-E-R. But a lot of people think it's M-E-Y-E-R. You know, Febreze is only spelled with one Z or one E, not two E's.
I think I knew that one. I think so I knew.
Instead of,
sorry,
Raven looked confused. So instead of F-E-B-R-E-E-Z-E, it's F-E-B-R-E-Z-E.
It's like Febreze instead of Febreze.
Febreze.
To be fair, I think that Febreze. One and like Skechers and stuff, it's because we learn to spell things phonetically as kids. So like all the spelling, it's because it makes sense. The word breeze is spelled with two E's, not one. They just thought they were fancy. We don't need that.
Can I say something unrelated?
Absolutely.
What?
If you are listening to this podcast and you are with child and you are about to name them, think three times before you name little Jimmy, but everything is spelled with the most different and sophisticated and interesting words you can, or letters that you can. Don't add extra letters to your kids' names. It will mess them up. They won't know how to read.
J-H-I-M-M-E-Y-E. Jimmy.
T.
But it's going to start with a G instead of a J. Like... I'm not trying to hate anybody's kids, but Lord, y'all, don't set them up for failure. That is all. Please continue. So sorry.
Another one. I actually saw this one on a YouTube video, but I don't think I ever realized it beforehand. Double stuff Oreos is only spelled with one F.
I saw, yeah. Yeah.
Double stoof Oreos? The hell is that?
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel double stoof after I eat them.
Double stoof. This one got me because I don't watch this show, but I'm sure people that watch the show have known that this is how it's said, but I saw it and I was like, what? So I always thought it was sex in the city, not sex and the city.
I knew this one.
I always thought it was sex in the city.
I remember seeing that on social media and it being a big thing.
Like, yeah, recently. Like that's how it's always been said to me, but apparently that's wrong.
Are there any other ones that aren't like spelling and or like mild memory things, like the death one?
Yeah, so the line from Star Wars, I'm not a Star Wars fan, so my Star Wars friends can say this. So everybody quotes it, Luke, I am your father, but all he says is, I am your father.
He
doesn't say Luke, apparently. He doesn't. Kelsey's shaking her head, no. Wild. But everybody says it like that. You know, like everybody's like, Luke, I am your father. And then the last one that I have screenshot, which I think I knew this one. Curious George doesn't have a tail.
I don't hear it. I don't want to hear it.
Doesn't have a tail, but people think he does.
I don't want to hear it. No.
Curious George's tail, ... was never there. Are you freaking out? Okay, moving on.
No.
I feel like if that was the truth, we would have needed a whole book to explain where his tail went. Like, what happened? Was it a tragic accident? Was it a birth defect? In which case, that's fine.
No,
he just doesn't. He doesn't have a tail.
We're talking about inclusion, you know.
His defect. Okay, so then it says the bottom line is the Mandela effect is an unusual phenomenon where a large group of people remember something differently than how it occurred. Conspiracy theorists believe this is proof of an alternate universe, while many doctors use it as an illustration of how imperfect memory can be sometimes. So, like, doctors are being rational, but conspiracy theorists are like, there's a whole other world.
I'm gonna say personally that it's one, stuff like spelling, Curious George with a tail, whatever, is things that should be common sense. So the word stuff has two F's in it. For the word breathe has two E's. So like we all just like consciously thought about it and accepted it as truth and didn't realize. Monkeys have tails.
They do. Supposed
to. So like we think about it. Now the thing about like death, like thinking that, you know, the death happened in different dimensions. I think that kind of thing is actually like different dimensions diverging and crossing. The other things, I think it's literally just common sense.
See, this is not a great one for me because my memory is just terrible to begin with. So, like, anytime somebody's like, no, it was this, I'm like, oh, you're probably right. Like, I don't know. Me and Kelsey's whole friendship.
I have a question. There was another one that I didn't screenshot, but it was from the same YouTube video that I watched about the double stuff. You know, Fruit of the Loom? Mm-hmm. The brand?
Underwear.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Is there a cornucopia or no?
What do you mean?
Like, there's the fruit. Is there also a cornucopia? Yes or no?
I don't know.
In the logo.
Like, in the logo, yeah.
All I remember are grapes, and I could be wrong about that.
Okay, well, a lot of people think that there's a cornucopia. I thought that there was a cornucopia on Fruit of the Loom. There's not. It's just a stack of fruit.
Scandal, I tell you.
It's wild. Scandal. Like, I think that, like, and I feel like this way with a lot of conspiracy theories, but I feel like if you just believe it hard enough and tell people, they'll also believe you. We can look at the last administration. Anyways, Kelsey, what are your next three?
I would like to retweet that. I believe that the human brain is imperfect. And I think that if you try hard enough to convince yourself of something, it's going to become true for you.
Yeah. Uni.
Yeah. And
there's just some Mandela effect things that I'm like, there's no way that's what 100%. It is.
I agree. I think I'm with Raven. I think that there's like some of those that I'm like, okay, brain, no do thing right.
Yeah.
But then there's some of that I'm like, that's a little sketchy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's my conspiracy theory. Kelsey, what are your next three headlines?
So I have Lewis Carroll, the author of Alice Adventures in Wonderland, was actually Jack the Ripper.
Stop it.
What's that one say?
That's so interesting to me because we literally have no idea who Jack the Ripper could have been. And that was so long ago. Like, who knows?
Yeah. So it apparently was a team effort between Lewis Carroll and Thomas Vere Bain. And because Lewis Carroll was a author and he had a name for himself, it was a team effort. But yeah.
Wow. But
it says like there's no evidence. It was just brought up in like 1996 and someone published a book and was like, it could be Lewis Carroll.
So done.
But then there's like confessions because of Lewis Carroll writing Alice that like there was some sort of confession sort of thing about it.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. It's like we didn't have any kind of technology to find evidence at that time. So, exactly. Gasp.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. I did no research. I'm just reading you headlines.
I love your headlines. I'm having a great time.
Stephen King killed John Lennon.
Because I say what?
That one.
Can I give back some information on that?
Steve.
Okay. So, I will read you what I have. It says, do entertain us for a minute. With orders from Nixon and Reagan, author Stephen King, not Mark David Chapman, pulled the trigger, the guy who killed Lennon, killed John Lennon on December 8th, 1980. Well, in 2009, one Steve Lightfoot made this very claim after interrupting a meeting of Sarasota City Commission in Florida. Of course, it's Florida. Lightfoot claims that Nixon and Reagan wanted Lennon and his anti-war message out of the U.S. and that King posed as Chapman to murder Lennon. Sure, the two look sort of familiar if you were to do a Google search, but that's about it. Lightfoot has an entire website dedicated to this theory, along with more information if the price is right.
I mean, if you read Stephen King's like novels, he comes up with some crazy stuff. Like, I would believe that he could pull a trigger and kill a man. I really would.
I mean,
did you say Reagan was involved?
Yeah, so I think that the birds whispered into Stephen King's ear and was like, kill John Lennon.
No, y'all, it was carrier pigeons.
Or government recreated, what's his name?
Juicy J?
No. Kelsey, you said it earlier. What's his name?
Oh, Gucci Mane.
Gucci Mane.
Gucci Mane? I don't know why I thought it was Juicy J.
Of course.
Okay, and my final one is David Bowie predicted Kanye West.
Like as a person?
Oh, that's the same thing.
No, as a soul.
Look, you don't know what Kanye is at this point.
All right. Sure. So let me, I'll show you guys, and if like anyone's interested, I can show them.
Yeah.
So the David Bowie album cover of The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust, I'll show you guys. But if you look, it says K West on his album cover.
Ooh, okay.
So the conspiracy is, at the heart of this conspiracy is a cover of David Bowie's 1972 album, The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust, and The Spiders from Mars, pictured here, which I showed you guys. It features Bowie standing under a sign that says K West. Sure, you can write that off as a coincidence. It's just the name of a store. But now consider that the album opens with a song called 5 Years, which Ziggy learns the world, which will end in that amount of time unless a Starman comes to rescue. When Kanye was born, 5 years and 2 days after the album was released.
Okay, that's interesting.
Ooh, David Bowie?
Apparently David Bowie predicted that Kanye West was going to be Starman.
I really and truly believe that if anyone on this earth has ever had, could predict the future, or maybe may have actually been an alien, I think it may have been David Bowie.
Yeah, true.
Because, he's just talented and wild enough, you know?
Wow. I also think Kanye West is, the last human being to be any kind of actual importance in anyone's life.
Listen.
But I just can't stand him.
Except maybe Jeffree Star.
Mm-hmm. Another conspiracy theory. God. Started by that girl on TikTok. I think she's getting sued by Kris Jenner.
She is.
Oh.
She's about to be in trouble. You can't just say whatever you want nowadays without getting sued. Sorry.
Nope.
Free speech is great, but also slander is slander.
Mm-hmm. And Kris Kardashian. And as we all know, the devil works hard, but Kris Jenner works harder.
Amen. Retweet. Praise be.
Okay, Elizabeth, what's your conspiracy theory that you've researched?
So I was originally going to do one that I grew up hearing about. I didn't hear about the conspiracy part, but JonBenet Ramsey, who was a child pageant star who was murdered in 1996, I believe. There is a theory that she was not actually murdered, but instead she is now Katy Perry.
I think that's very interesting.
And I was going to do that one, but I started doing research and I just felt icky because it's a literal dead child, and I believe that that's what happened, and I don't want to, I don't know. It felt weird and wrong. So instead, I was talking to Noah and he suggested I look into the Sleepy Time tea cult.
Oh no, don't. I hate it.
Raven, I'm so
As our resident tea drinker.
Raven,
I read into it already and I was like, I hate this.
I looked into it. Okay, so here's the deal. I'll explain how I feel about it at the end of this shenaniganry, but I'll tell you kind of what it is. And Raven, if you have anything that you found, pop in and tell me, because okay. I did some very light research. So we all know what Sleepy Time Tea is. I'm hoping by this point, anybody with anxiety has probably figured it out. It is a company called Celestial Tea. So it's by a company called Celestial Tea. Celestial Seasonings is the parent company now, but the company was founded, it sounds really normal at first, was founded in 1969 by some hikers in Colorado who would take all these herbs from the Rocky Mountains and make tea out of it. And then they named it Celestial Seasonings because that was the summer of love and everybody was really high, I guess. I don't know. So it was led by this guy named Mo Seigel, I think is how you say his name. I'm not sure. Anyway, he was the head honcho in this company. So they make this really nice tea. Cool. The teas have these really nice quotes on the outside of them. Their tea tags. Do these have? No, these are just normal bags. They don't have tags on them. But I mean, they have these cute little quotes on them and very inspirational. They teach you about the herbs that are in them. It's really great. Well, come to find out that our dear friend Mo was into some weird stuff, specifically a cult-like religion. Who doesn't love a cult-like religion? I do, me. I can't find what the religion was called, but it's a breakoff from the Seventh-day Adventist movement. It's not them, it's broken off from them. But he followed this New Age Bible, which I guess was the book of the cult or whatever. And it was called the Urantia Book. Or Urantia, am I saying that right, Raven? Do you know?
I think so. I think it's Urantia.
Okay. The Urantia book, right? So like that's like their version of the Bible. It was like their Bible pretty much. It was based off the teachings of Jesus, but then it was supposedly communicated instead of like the Bible was divinely. It was communicated to an unknown man who was possessed and put into a trance by aliens. So like that's their book. That's where that came from. And I went.
That is so sad.
I know. Well. So when I was researching this at first, I was like, well, okay. This guy was into some weird stuff, but he made tea that was good. So I don't know what they have to do with each other. Like, it's fine. Not a big deal. Well, apparently, I went to the website to look up this Urantia book and the Urantia Foundation. And the website looks really normal, like really poorly designed, obviously, but really normal. It talks about the destiny of humanity, answers questions about God, life in the inhabited universe, and the history and future of this world, an uplifting narrative on the life and teachings of Jesus. Sounds super cool. But then you get into it, and apparently it's more like there are actually a bunch of different sons of God who lives on many different planets in galaxies that have billions of worlds in them. And that gives me a lot of existential dread, but that's fine. According to their belief system, our world is just one of those, and it's called Urantia. So, like, that's why they call it that. Which is, that's all fine and dandy. If you want to believe that we're on a planet that is part of billions, and it's got a different name, and that there's a bunch of different sons of God who live on these planets, that's cool. The problem lies in that they believe that 500,000 years ago, 6 colored races existed. There were red people, orange people, yellow people, green people, blue people. So Roy G. Bi, if you will, it's Roy G. Biv's bisexual cousin. Laugh, Hannah.
I like how you like paused for like a laugh. She was like,
I just am talking a lot. I need you guys to laugh at me. And Noah's like staring at me eating chips right now in front of me.
Watch the podcast live, guys.
Anyway, my brain is not up for this. So anyway, the problem with the races is that there was a racial superiority order. Are we seeing a problem here? The indigo race is at the bottom. The blue man is at the next one. And then there's like this weird thing about giants at some point, and I know it at this point it does sound a little bit like the Christian Bible also, however, in the Urantia book, there's these very fair-skinned blue-eyed aliens that come, and they come to eliminate the inferior stocks and purify the planet.
Okay,
so does it seem like a big deal for this guy to like have separately made the tea and separately believe in this thing, like, you know, until you realize that like this was his inspiration for making the tea. Kelsey, do you have a question?
No. I have so many questions. Most of them I'll text you guys because I don't think it's appropriate, but this, I have a statement. This sounds like some Jim Jones Kool-Aid.
Literally.
Listen. Drink the tea, honey.
So, okay.
Drink the tea.
I will say I looked into it. I'm not like huge on sleepy tea unless I'm like really, really struggling to sleep for a couple days and I'm like, you know what, I'll drink. Usually I just make a regular cup of tea before bed and go to sleep. But right. I looked up the whole sleepy time tea cult thing, whatever. And it sounds to me like, I'm not like down for it, but it genuinely sounds to me like this was like an odd, like white supremacist man on shrooms who at some point in his life really thought that he was going to pull another Jim Jones and let people just like slowly kill off in their homes, but he couldn't actually do it and won't actually pull it off because he realizes that the majority of his following, people who drink sleepy time tea, are white people. And he was like, oh.
Well, this is the ending. This is what, not the ending, but this is what ties them together. Because I can listen to a music artist and also know that they're crazy, but also enjoy the music they put out. I don't know. Like I just can exist in that space. So I was like, all right, if you believe this stuff, but you're not hurting anybody, like whatever. Well, he says,
well,
discovered the book, the Urantia book, he was immediately taken by the ideas. And his direct quote is, "I was not concerned about who had written it or how it had been written because it was so powerful." And then he admitted that the book's ideas were the inspiration for the quotes they put on the side of the tea boxes and on the tea bag bags.
Yeah.
And then a former employee, this is not him saying this, but a former employee told reporters that the book was like a guide for making the morals of the company and like their whatever. So
the white supremacy?
It contained white supremacy. Yeah. It did.
It seems like they're trying to make it like that. They wanted it to be like new religion almost, like, you know, like.
Yeah, I'm not out here trying to tell you that he was a white supremacist, but I'm trying to tell you that he idolized a book that contained it and saw no problem with it. Good news is he left the company, the Sleepy Time Tea Celestial Seasonings place or whatever, in 2002. But he still was into the Urantia book and all that religion, whatever you want to call it. And apparently he is still president of the Urantia Foundation. So if you go to their website, there's nothing specifically about like the president or their like leader or anything, but if you go poke around the website, I mean, it's very interesting. Like it's got their trustees on it and everything, but he's not listed.
Yeah.
Oh.
I will say
he is
once a month.
Do you find him?
He is. Guys, this guy looks creepy.
What's his name again?
Mo Siegel. Siegel, I think, is what it is.
He said his name's Mo.
You guys want to hear?
He's already a red flag.
You want to hear his bio? Listen to how sketchily they put this. They said, "Sorry, I have like 18 tabs open." They said, "Mo, father of five, lives in Boulder, Colorado, with his wife Jennifer. During the last 30 years, Mo has served on the board of directors for 16 for-profit and not-for-profit organizations. He has spent most of his life in the food industry." Listen to how sneaky they were. They weren't going to say anything about tea.
No tea on tea.
I'm telling you, that was good, Kelsey. I'm so proud. There's a super.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you guys can hear this.
How do you say this religion, quote unquote?
Urantia is how I'm saying it. Urantia.
It's a dot org.
Yeah, I mean it's a thing, and they make it sound pretty good. I mean it sounds like an offshoot of Christianity in some way, but then if you dig deeper into what it actually says in there, apparently it's
white supremacy.
Mo literally looks like he would try to kill me and simultaneously sleep with me all on the same day.
Yikes!
Kelsey, do you have a question?
A statement, rather. Anytime you said Mo, all I can think about is Mo's from The Office.
Of course. I mean, that's about the vibe I'm getting here.
Well, Kelsey, do you have three more for us after this, or do we want to keep going? Because I'm kind of interested in sleepy tea since it makes me sad.
Right. I mean, I didn't mean to make you sad. I promise. They're just a little racist, or they used to be just a little racist. He's gone now, so that's good. Oh, and I want to clear their name for a second. Celestial.
Yeah, we're gonna get sued.
Celestial Seasonings has been a part of the multi-million-dollar corporation Hain Celestial Group, and they also own a bunch of different other like health food brands since 2000. So, I mean, it's not like he's already quit there and they've already moved on to something different. So it's not, there's a lot of separation happening here, but how it was started is the interesting part to me.
Right.
Okay. To avoid getting sued, I need everyone to know that we do not believe these things.
Please help. Okay, Kelsey, give us your next three headlines.
Okay. All right. So we'll start with, I saved three really good ones for my last.
Oh gosh, the other ones you had were really good.
I won't cite my sources though. The Matrix is real, and we're living in it.
Agreed.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
I feel like we don't need to go into it, mostly because I've never seen the movies.
I feel that. I do. I really believe that.
A sub, like, conspiracy theory is that Keanu Reeves is immortal, which is like, okay, sure, but so is, like, Pharrell and Paul Rudd, but...
Right. I have looked that one up before.
Yeah.
Again, facts.
True. He is a vampire. Okay. Edward Cullen who?
Can we not go an episode without a Twilight reference?
No, apparently no.
It's my goal, you guys. Just to sneak it in. Sneak it in.
Well, what a perfect segue.
Oh, no.
Have I done it? Did I do it?
Oh, no.
I don't even know what it is, and I'm upset.
Stop it. Wait, okay. Can I guess what it is? Can I guess what it is? Can I guess it?
No, you can't, because you're not going to.
Okay.
And this was their last broadcast.
If you are still listening right now, please just text me and I'll send you $5. I'm very sorry.
Sorry, we'll pay you.
Can I text you and get
$5?
No, this does not apply to other people. Sorry, guys.
If you listen to the BM Babes through episode 8, you might be entitled to compensation.
I'm sorry. That was so loud.
We apologize. We really do.
Oh, okay, go, Kelsey. What's the last one? Right. I'm
this
crying.
Is my second to last. Speaking of vampires, our very own national treasure, Nicolas Cage, is a vampire.
Yeah.
I buy it.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so I steal the Declaration of Independence so easily.
I would like to read. I would like to read the description.
Please.
Okay.
Love it.
Okay. In 2011, an antiques dealer named Jack Mord listed a photograph for sale on eBay. This photograph was taken around 1870, but according to Mord, this man in the photograph was Nicolas Cage. Quoted, "Personally, I believe it's him, and that he's some sort of walking undead vampire person who quickens and / reinvents himself once every 75 years or so," he wrote. Obviously, this theory has caught on like wildfire because it's hilarious and it involves Nick Cage. But according to Nicolas, it's not even the slightest bit true. "You can't take pictures of vampires," he told David Letterman in 2012. "I don't drink blood, and the last time I looked in the mirror, I had a reflection."
What in the true world?
He went as far as to confront it in a 2012 David Letterman interview.
I think he's lying. I think vampires have evolved and they can be seen in photos and things are changing, and he just doesn't want to admit it.
I'm saying.
Agree, sweetie.
We have the technology.
Okay, and my final one is a real bad.
Oh God!
What is it?
I need silence.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna.
This is going very well.
I'm sorry.
No, it's great.
All right. Seriousness. Demi Lovato has a twin sister named Poot.
Hannah, did you know?
No, I didn't know.
I didn't tell anybody my theories.
Not Poot Lovato.
I
mean, did I know about Poot? Absolutely.
Oh, Poot.
Oh, go Google Poot Lovato right now, you guys. Go do
very own Poot Lovato. And honestly, I don't even want to get into it. If you're interested in Poot Lovato, look up Poot Lovato yourself.
I am crying in the club right now.
We love Poot.
You said it so fast. I was like, Demi Lovato did what? You said twin sister. And I was like, <"What's> revenge.
So my source was, it was a website. Well, it's from Cosmopolitan. And it was 52 of the weirdest pop culture conspiracy theories. And I just typed in pop culture conspiracy theory and Cosmopolitan pulled up, and I chose the ones that I well, I've heard of, but like haven't really delved into, like Avril and stuff like that. But there were some that were like very in-depth, like Marilyn Monroe's killing.
Yes. JFK. Like,
yeah, JFK, Tupac and Biggie.
Right.
The fact that Kanye was never in a car accident. Yeah, it was very wild. And so I didn't really read into them just because of who I am as a person, but I thought that those nine headlines were perfect.
They were
and on Poot Lovato.
Lovato.
What else do you end on?
Bringing us home.
What if I got a Poot Lovato tattoo?
She would block you on Instagram.
She would hate me and I would cry about it, but I still want to do it.
You're like the bad kid in class. Like, some attention is attention. Block me, please.
She'll notice me if I make her upset.
Listen. Well, do you guys want to hear some of the runners up that came through from folks? Okay. I have a small list here. Hang on. Let me grab it.
Because this is from Facebook and Instagram, yeah?
Yes. This is from all of the places. Right. So, a lot of people suggested like political-esque ones, which were all super interesting. And I watched too much Scandal. And so like some of those things I really do believe, and I just didn't want to get into them because we've had enough of a downward spiral for 4 years. I'm ready for a break. I'm tired.
Politics are
so rough. We went with some lighter ones. Somebody said the JFK assassination, specifically that he was assassinated because he was going to release information on Area 51. Mm-hmm. Somebody said, I had a couple of birds aren't real and crows are used as cameras for the government. The lizard people theory. Have you guys heard about this?
Talk about Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber's also a lizard.
Well, Bieber, but also that we are all controlled by lizard people who are living in skin suits.
I love that.
Yes. The Illuminati is a classic. A la Shane Dawson, Chuck E. Cheese taking uneaten slices of pizza and reusing them for new customers.
Yeah,
I believe that one.
Too. Yes.
There ain't no way the pictures look like that. And those are actual pizzas. I refuse to believe it. I always got sketched out by that little mouse when I was little.
I was
messes
so
up his pizza. Go.
I love Chuck E. and his cheese.
I've never been to Chuck E.
Do you have a question?
It sucks now.
Well, we can't go now. It's literally a COVID breeding ground.
Yeah, but like in the future.
My mom used to bribe me with Chuck E. Cheese when I was little. When I would not do what I was supposed to.
See, people would, this isn't a conspiracy theory, this happened. When I was little, if like people I went to school with were like, yeah, I'm gonna have a birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese, I was so afraid of like people dressed in costumes, like no matter what they were, that I would tell them I was not coming. And my parents said multiple children changed where their birthday party was so that I could go to their birthday.
Oh my gosh, what a party.
Yeah. But then there was one time that I went, and for some reason I sat in the front, and they said that the mouse and like his little friends came out, Chuck E. Cheese and his friends came out, and I jumped on top of the table. I had to have been like 3 or 4, and I ran down the table to my parents.
I love that story.
So I have negative feelings about Chuck E. Cheese anyways, but continue.
That's okay. I got a couple people talking about, you know, the COVID vaccine having a device with the mark of the beast on it.
Yeah, we're not even gonna get into that.
Unfortunately, I know people who they really do believe that. So anyway, there's that on that. This is a favorite of mine, that the whole wine industry is a scam.
And they all taste the same.
Tastes the same, and that it's only a way for like the social elite to separate themselves from the rest of us.
Which they do not at all.
I would have believed that when I was 19 and liked Moscato. And now that I have tasted a good wine versus the $3 Aldi stuff.
Yeah.
I am not sure.
I like that shit. Don't come for me.
I'm not hating, I'm just saying. Somebody said Osama bin Laden not being killed in the raid but being captured and tortured and like might still be alive somewhere. That's wild.
That's not
What else? Oh, there's of course the one that's been going around recently where before the inauguration, they arrested Joe Biden and then performed experimental face swap surgery so that he and Trump would swap faces. And then, so Trump is still president right now and Biden in Trump's body is going to go on trial and probably to jail.
Wait, Biden in Trump's body, but with his face?
Listen, I'm just saying what we got, okay?
Everything froze, so I don't know if what I'm about to say is appropriate, so I'll just be quiet. Bye.
No, I think it is. What were you saying about Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
I was just going to say the Texas Chainsaw Massacre is a lot different now in 2021.
Anyway. Look, a horror movie that I don't want to watch. I don't. The moon landing, of course. People thinking that we didn't really land on the moon, but that Stanley Kubrick directed that instead. What else? Oh gosh, Hannah, I can't believe you didn't hit on this one. The movie Shazam. Did you guys see that one?
With what's it called in it?
Sinbad.
Sinbad, yeah.
Yeah, that Sinbad was not in.
Yes, he was. Who was in it?
Listen, we're gonna have to talk after this because we don't have enough time. But that's a good one. So Google Sinbad Shazam.
It, what do you
that mean? That one wasn't on my.
That isn't Shazam.
He's not. Shaq was in a movie called Kazam. Sinbad was never in a movie called Shazam.
No, it's a real movie. This is a movie. Y'all, this is a movie. I know Sinbad was in the movie Shazam.
Keep researching, because I agree with you completely. I think this is a Mandela effect in action, 100%. Kelsey, you got your hand raised?
No.
So there's no movie called Shazam?
Kazam, not Shazam. That's that on that. Do your research. We'll talk about it at the end. The other ones that were submitted, but yeah, a lot of people said that, you know, we live in a simulation, nothing is real. That sent me in a downward spiral, so I moved on real quick from thinking about that. Biden's inauguration was fake, and that all of the images and video are from a movie set. People think that Trump is still president because apparently all the military didn't salute Biden during the inauguration. I didn't notice that particularly, but somebody said that. People that think the Holocaust never happened.
That one blows my mind. I don't even.
Well, and I listened to a podcast too about Sandy Hook deniers, people who think that Sandy Hook didn't happen and was just
a lot of people think 9/11 didn't happen too. When I was down south and I was in college, people were like, 9/11 didn't actually happen. And I was like, hi, I lived in New Jersey. The buildings were there and then they were gone. Like,
listen, I mean, it's crazy. It is insane the things that people believe. And you wonder how we got here. Anyway, if anybody blames public schools for this, I will come at you. A lot of people agreed about the mattress firms being cover-ups for money laundering.
I agree that
the I mattress agree firms completely are. On that one.
Yeah, because why do they need them? People aren't buying mattresses that often.
Truly, really and truly. Somebody said there are 5 different Billy Joels because he looks different on all of his album covers.
Body doubles.
That one, yeah, body doubles everywhere. This one is interesting. Hitler didn't kill himself during World War II. He escaped by submarine and lived out the rest of his life hiding in or around Argentina. I have a friend from high school who said that her grandfather was in World War II and believed this until he died. Like, that was like, he really thought that was what happened.
You know how bad I want to be, go to Argentina and run into old Hitler and just like bop, bop, bop.
Girl, I think he done be dead by now. I hope anyway.
Done be dead.
The other theory about JonBenet Ramsey is that the mom knew who killed her. I completely agree with that. I think the family was covering something up. If you're into true crime and you have not ever looked up the JonBenet Ramsey case, go do it. You will be lost for hours. It is so interesting.
I'm not going to get deep into it, but I'm going to give my one theory really, really quickly. After getting deep, like deep diving into it, I think it was her brother and her parents.
100%.
And that's it.
Yes, I agree completely with you. 100%. The royal family knows more about Princess Diana's death than they let on.
I also 100%
agree with that. Like, there's too many things that line up on that one. What else? Elvis, of course. I feel like people don't really talk about it often, but Elvis not actually being dead, because people have still had like Elvis sightings all over the place. Somebody said something about some catacombs and the possible gateway to hell they found there. That freaked me out. I don't know if I want to go research that one.
The way you said it was so funny.
Sorry.
And the possible gateway to hell that they found there.
It's a glass and a half of wine. So this is a funnier one. Somebody said, I don't believe that any physical PS5s actually exist. I guess because nobody can get their hand on a PS5. I don't know. I'm not a game person, so I'm not sure.
My dad paid for one on the internet. It still hasn't come in, so we'll see.
Ooh, yeah. Josh, I think my friend paid for one too. I'll have to, if his comes in.
We may need to follow through with that and circle back. And then the last one that I have is the Denver airport, which nobody has there too. There are like murals in the airport, and then from the airport looks like a swastika, and apparently there's possible gas chambers they built the airport over.
Yes, there's underground like rooms.
Yeah.
I don't know. Those are all the ones that we got. I thought they were all very interesting, regardless of whether you subscribe to them or not, you know.
Yeah, for sure. That either gas chambers underneath the airport, or like that's where actual Area 51 is.
Gasp.
Wild. Conspiracy theories are just nuts.
I love them.
I think they're very fun, though.
I mean, I also think they're very fun.
Some of them are a little dark, but some of them are
my favorite. My favorite is Poot Lovato.
Of course it is. I really still am interested in Avril Lavigne.
She's dead. She's gone.
Pour one out for Avril.
Do we have? I know since Liz isn't like here, and we haven't like really done anything. Do we have like a Birmingham for the week? By the way,
my Birmingham is this couch.
Mine is probably this couch. We should all be at home as much as possible.
Hello. I got a cute necklace from Ember and Onyx for Christmas.
Yes.
That was a cute thing.
We have our bracelets.
Oh, yeah, didn't we?
Ember and Onyx as well.
I just feel like, We haven't done her.
No.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well,
she's our Birmingham.
Sounds like we have an accent on Birmingham.
She lives in San Diego now, but she was here.
She, much like me, has transplanted herself into a different place, but still carries Birmingham in her heart. When did I get these? I think I bought them this summer, I don't remember what I gave them to you guys for, but anyway, I got our lovely friends at Embryonics, which, if you don't know, is a stunning handmade jewelry company. Like, she makes the coolest things. And I love her Instagram too, because she posts like videos of her making all the stuff, so you get to watch it happen, which is really neat. But I got us all little dainty bracelets that have a little tag on them that's stamped babes on it.
And they're so cute.
I like them a lot. I'm not going to lie to you. But if you do not, go follow Ember and Onyx with a and sign.
Yes, Cindy is super nice. Her content is great. Her jewelry is beautiful. I have a ring from her as well. It's really pretty.
Yes, I have some.
And you bought a necklace too, right, for Christmas?
Yes, I got one of the, what did you call them? The snake, the little
chocolate. I want one of those. She's great and wonderful and super nice. And she posts a lot of videos of her dogs and her studio and her cat and her dogga. And all that stuff. But yeah, you should follow her on Instagram.
And you can shop from home. You don't even have to go anywhere, especially because she's not even in Birmingham anymore.
it's a virtual
Birmingham.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Perfect. So that's great. Nice. We'll probably see you in like, I don't know, maybe another 3 to 6 months.
Who knows?
Maybe next week. Who knows?
We might just decide to record.
We'd be busy. We're adults. We have things to do.
Okay, anybody have any last words?
We pay last for Zoom now, so maybe we should record more. Okay, bye.
I think yes is the answer to that. All right, birds aren't real on three. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Oh, Lovato.
Birds aren't
real. Okay, bye.